ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the Tongan NRL has issued an ultimatum to the organisers of this week's inaugural World Cup Rugby League Nines competition. They're threatening legal action if the Tongan team that takes to the field in Sydney wears any badges or logos that suggest the side is in any way the official team for the country, which is known as the Mate Maa. Now, the team that will be taking to the field will instead be known as the Tonga Invitational 13, because they were indeed invited to compete by the Rugby League International Federation and will be led by stars like Jason Tamalolo and Andrew Fifita and coached by Christian Wolf. Now, this has all come about because of a complicated ongoing stoush that has seen the Tongan NRL suspended by that Rugby Federation, even though the Tongan NRL has the backing of courts in Tonga, as Richard Hewitt explains.
The Tongan National Rugby League may have the law on their side, but the Rugby League International Federation have refused to lift their suspension of the organisation, and now they've signed off on what's described as an invitational team to represent the kingdom at the World Cup Nines. The TNRL's football director, Dwayne Mann, says the international body is talking to anybody and everybody except them in the face of a threatened player boycott.
That's exactly right. It's hard to believe. The Tongan board feel that they've put all their information required on the table, and yet the International Rugby League have backed the players 100% on this.
But Mann says any attempt by the RIF to pass off the Tongan team as the genuine article, regardless of which players are in it, will be subject to a court injunction.
They don't have the mandate to put a team in. Only the Tongan board can field a national team and call it Mate Maa Tonga and all the rights that go with that being the governing body.
Michael Maguire will be coaching New Zealand at the World Cup Nines, and just like everybody else in the game, appears to be in the dark over the Tongan situation.
I've got to say, I don't really know the understandings of the ins and outs of what's going on there, so I probably can't really make a comment.
But Maguire is in no doubt on the wider question of governance in the game, the very area that seems to be the sticking point between the RIF and the TNRL.
You get the right processes in place, and I think they're continually trying to get better in that space. And if they get better processes around that, the international game's definitely going to prosper.
But Dwayne Mann points to the indisputable fact that the current board does have legal standing, while the previous board, led by former Deputy Prime Minister Simisi Sika, the one the RIF has been talking to, was sacked by the courts in January.
Really, the Tongan board were hung out to dry. Through the opportunity to engage and discuss with the board, the International Rugby League did nothing. They continued to talk to board members that were dismissed previously. They continued to engage with the players, but their only engagement with the Tongan board was stand aside and step down. Whilst the board have been put in a no-win situation, they've been suspended, so they can't enter a team.
And Dwayne Mann says that means the inaugural World Cup Nines tournament is a World Cup in name only, without an official Tongan team in the lineup.
There were deadlines that were met by the Tongan board, and that was naming the team, that was naming coaching staff that were accredited, but it seems like none of that was taken into account, and the participation agreement was terminated.
Dwayne Mann suspects the RIF's actions against the TNRL and in support of those players who threatened to rebel unless coach Christian Wolf is reinstated are entirely motivated by the need to drive up spectator numbers at the World Cup Nines. But he says the Tongan fans are starting to realise what's really at stake.
The fans now have really started to swing around. Now they've started to understand, well, why isn't this a full national team? Why is this team called an invitational team? And they understand that, well, the mandate's been taken away from the national body. So they're very disappointed and very disheartened that this could be done to Tonga.